This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I was going to ask you, Brian.
Hi.
Before we start,
yeah.
Little Children's gotten great reviews. People have been talking about you for an Oscar nomination for this movie. And yet, you know, it seems like the public is leery of this movie because of the pedophile kind of thing. And I wonder if you think a movie where people don't necessarily go see it, it's not a big popular hit, even as an art film, hurts its chances, you know, for recognition at award time?
Well, the first thing I would like to say is that character is the character, Ronnie, is he's a convicted sex offender. You know, and there's a lot of mystery surrounding what he has supposedly done. He's accused of indecent exposure to a minor. Now, that could have been a 16-year-old girl, could have even been a 16-year-old boy, you know, and it's deliberately left, you know, untold so that it doesn't fall into something really grisly and sinister, you know. But also I would have to say that Jackie Earle Haley gives this just extraordinary performance and you feel nothing but complete sympathy for this man. But I don't know. I mean, in terms of the proper answer to your question, you know, as an actor, you can only hope that the work speaks for itself. That's all you can hope, you know. And as soon as... I mean, I really try and steer clear of the politics of, you know, box office figures and what's in the top 10 and what's not and what's the best reviewed and what isn't. I mean, I have always just paid little attention to that because my job is to act and to do that as best as I can. And if my perception of what I do gets warped by all of that other information, then I just don't think it's healthy. So so I just wave 4342270409. Any takers?
Somewhere.
Sorry, I didn't mean to announce the phone number. That's terrible. I'm really sorry. So yes, I mean, you know, what I'm trying to say is you just have to have faith in the product, quite honestly, and I do have tremendous faith in the product. I'm incredibly proud of Little Children. I think it's a wonderful film. I'm really proud to be a part of it.
That film, and to a lesser extent this, and several other very good movies coming out this season, you know, really use infidelity or cheating as a theme. I'm trying to, how movies are addressing this these days. Do you have any thoughts on, like, these two films you're in? Or what it is as an overall subject for film?
Well, I mean, I think relationships will be, you know, eternally fascinating to people, you know. And it's just happened that I've ended up being in, you know, two of these relationship pieces at the end of this year. But one thing I do want to say, though, about The Holiday is that, you know, it's interesting now talking about it and having seen it twice, is that it's sort of not a chick flick. It's very much a romantic comedy. I mean, I do really feel this is a great date movie, precisely because it is about relationships and it's about men and women's struggle with their emotions and heartbreak and looking for, you know, looking for the one. And I think we're all doing that. You know, we all at some point in our lives are looking for that special person, and it can be very, very hard to find. And the struggle that you go through emotionally in trying to find that person is something that I think will always be fascinating to audiences.
What did you love about this character?
I think the thing I love the most about Iris is that it was an opportunity for me to play somebody who was, you know, emotionally complex, because I do believe that she is, but at the same time, she's such a good person. She really is. She's a very decent, honest English girl. You know, she has quite traditional values, and I, you know, I'm like that myself also, and it was really a pleasure to play somebody who I was able to fully embrace and really adore. I mean, I genuinely adored playing this part.
There's a scene with Eli Wallach where he mentions casually Carrie Fisher, and you're sort of awestruck. In your time in Hollywood, have you ever had many of those moments where you connected with someone Hollywood?
Most definitely. And I'd end up sounding like sort of a ditzy fan if I told you exactly who. No, but you know, when you're 19 years old and you're standing on a red carpet with your parents at the Academy Awards, you're basically starstruck by every single person who walks by you. You know, my dad and I were kind of, you know, blatantly sort of pointing out the next famous person to each other, going, "Wow, look who it is!" I mean, it's incredible. It's an incredible experience, and yeah, I mean, of course, I've absolutely been starstruck in my life. I mean, it's nice to be impressed by people, I think, and you know, I mean, I've been very inspired by so many actors and actresses over the years, and continue to be, and it's a wonderful privilege to get to meet some of those people sometimes. Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, she said some very, very nice things to me when I was 19. Mm. I'm not telling you what she said though. That'll be my secret. I've got to have some of them.
What do you think if people do that unrequited love thing or hold a torch for someone they know they shouldn't?
The heart is an uncontrollable vessel, don't you think? I mean, if I had the answer to that question, I'm sure quite so many people, you know, not quite so many people would go ahead and, you know, have their hearts broken in the ways that they do. I mean, it's just part of life. It's part of life, you know. I mean, I know so many people who have fallen for the wrong man, so obviously been in love with the wrong person. Actually, men and women, you know. And in fact, a journalist we met yesterday, I'm just checking to see if he's not on this table. No. A journalist we met yesterday came in and said, "I love this film so much because I was Iris for 8 years. And then told this extraordinary story. And he had the triumphant moment that she has when she finally kicks Jasper out the door. And it was just wonderful that it was a man who said that. I mean, I think, you know, it's unfortunately having your heart broken, it seems to me, is very much part of life. And I don't know a single person who hasn't had their heart broken at one point or another, and sometimes more than once.
How have you dealt with heartbreak in the past? Are you more like your character or your
Well, to be honest with you, I think I experienced kind of teenage heartbreak. You know, in my 20s, not so much. So I could relate to Iris on that level because, you know, I definitely went through that stuff as a teenager. I mean, who didn't? I mean, I was always falling for the wrong guy. Or I was the girl who never got the guy, and certainly not the cute guy. So I was no stranger to heartbreak and rejection by the time I was, 18, 19. I don't know. You know, when I was younger, probably a combination of both. I mean, I've always been quite emotional, but at the same time, you know, when something like that happens, you have to find a way to move on, I think. And that's what I would do as a teenager, was just kind of cry a lot and complain to your friends and then dust yourself off and carry on with life.
Have you ever broken anyone's heart?
Me?
Can you admit that?
I'm not admitting to that.
No
way. I'm not answering this question. I'm so sorry, but I'm just not going to answer it. That's a big old can of worms.
Would you say you're kind of a drama queen when it comes to the breakup when you were a teenager? When you said, "I cry and talk to my friends"?
I remember one specific instance when I was 15 and I had just really fancied this guy who was, I think he was the same age as me, 16 maybe, and he just wasn't interested at all. And I do remember Marianne Dashwood style, you know, kind of wandering in the rain, crying, you know, hopelessly depressed and indulging in the emotion of it all. And then about a couple of days later, I sort of thought, oh, God, that was a waste of time, and kind of just got on with it again.
Jack Black is a pretty unconventional romantic lead. Can you just talk a little bit about working with Jack's particular energy?
I was thrilled when Jack was cast, because when I read the script, I just couldn't see anyone else playing Miles. I mean, he was so obviously perfect. You know, he's a wonderful person, Jack. Of course he's funny, and of course he, you know, made me laugh, you know, every minute of every day. But he's a very grounded person. And I think I was quite surprised by that. You know, often with comedians, they're sort of hard to access and they exist in their own head a lot of the time. But Jack wasn't like that at all. He was very much part of the team. And he does have a really sort of sensitive, soft side to his nature. And I loved seeing that come through in this performance because I feel like we haven't seen that of him before. And I always like it when actors get the opportunity to, you know, just show a whole other side of themselves. But it was great working with Jack. He's very professional. We worked in a very similar way in the sense that we both really liked to, you know, rehearse lines and scenes way ahead of time, you know, so we were often, you know, found in corners preparing a scene that we were shooting the week after next. And you have to be prepared, and that was one thing I particularly found with comedy, is that so much of it is about timing and the delivery of a line and the pause is falling in the right place, that if you have the lines under your belt way in advance, there's so much more room to play and explore, because then you're in a position where you're not reaching for your dialogue in any way. You know all of that stuff. It's just about bringing it to life. And it was great to have that with Jack because it meant that the chemistry was very free and easy and relaxed, actually. And the truth is, the chemistry that we sort of have on screen, that was what we were like. I mean, that's just exactly what we were like at work.
What was it like working with Eli Wallach?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, it was completely incredible. The man is 90 years old, you know, and I would just look at him every day, and I would say to him every day, I so hope I'm like you. I so hope I'm still acting and still doing a good job and on a movie set when I'm 90 years old and not in a wheelchair somewhere. Or worse, not here at all. I mean, he's just remarkable. He's remarkable. And he would sit me down between takes and he would say, I'm going to tell you another story. And he'd sit me down and he'd say, well, the thing about Marilyn. And I'd be like, oh my God. And he would just come out with these glorious anecdotes and just fantastic stories of experiences that he has had that, you know, were directly useful in playing Iris, because she had that level of fascination with Arthur, and I just had it. I just had it. It was there every day with Eli. I mean, he's so wonderful, and he knows his lines. I mean, he knows his lines, and he's as conscientious about getting his dialogue right and giving a good performance as anyone else was on the film set. And he has this incredible energy. And Nancy would say to him all the time, she'd say, could you act a little more 70? And he was just, he was like a 60-year-old almost, you know. He was so, he moves around much kind of freer than you would expect a person of the age of 92. I mean, it was just incredible, incredible.
You had that great scene with him when you realized that you put yourself first. What do you think women can learn from watching that scene?
Put yourself first.
You know,
which scene are you talking about in specific?
Having a meal together.
Oh yes, and he says you're the leading lady, but you're acting like the best friend. I think most women consider themselves to be the best friend. And it's interesting because a lot of people have brought this up, and I've genuinely asked, you know, my girlfriends, you know, how do you feel about, oh God, I'm definitely the best friend type. I mean, just most people are, and I think that's a self-esteem thing, you know. It takes a seriously confident, self-assured, self-possessed individual to say, yes, I'm the leading lady of my own life. But, you know, what I'd hope women would take away from that is that, you know, when it comes to matters of the heart, you have to be very strong, because it can be a pretty bumpy ride.
You don't share much screen time with Kick at the end of this movie, but did you hear Pamela Kerr much? You know, what was your favorite part? What did you like about working with her, and were you a fan of her work?
I very much look forward to working with Cameron Diaz one day. I mean, Cameron is such a great girl. She genuinely is. She's completely without ego. She isn't a diva. She's a very, very happy-go-lucky person, extremely positive. And it was so nice to be around that energy. But we didn't have much time together, as you say. And the moments that we did have were just fun, really, really fun. She's extremely hardworking, and, you know, she's a great team member, you know. But our paths would cross, you know, or sometimes we'd be shooting, for example, the scene with Jack and I in the video store. Cameron sort of happened to be around in the area, and she, you know, she came by, and she was there for sort of half of the shooting day, and it just, you know, just that sense of kind of giving support, and feeling as though, you know, making us all feel as though we were part of the same thing together. You know, she was very aware of that, and she's a truly fantastic person.
How much did the scene with you and Jack, when you explained to him about Jasper, how much of that dialogue really resonated with you? Because I think that was something the audience really picked up on, and I remember saying to my friend, that's stuff you can't make up. You know, whoever wrote this has probably experienced that.
Well, Nancy wrote all of that. That's, yeah, none of that was improvised. No, that was absolutely Nancy's dialogue, and you know, to the very last punctuation mark. You know, so you probably have to ask Nancy that question. But you know, of course, as an actor, you know, you try and bring things from your own experiences into a character if they're there. You know, if there is something that is useful to you, or a feeling that is familiar with something that you yourself have felt at some point in your life. So, you know, not to be specific, but of course, you know. And that happens all the time, and sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it's really uncomfortable. Just because often you do find yourself, you know, revisiting moments in your life that you've dealt with that were, you know, a long way away. So yeah, but of course it absolutely happens. It's just part of the job, to be honest with you.
Have you ever had a kind of life-changing vacation or holiday like in this movie?
No, not specifically, no, not life-changing. I mean, I've been to places that have kind of really opened my eyes, in the sense that when I went to India, someone said to me, excuse me, before going, a little bit of India goes a long way. And I was going for 3 weeks, I think it was, when I was doing a film called Holy Smoke, and I'd gone to sort of do a little bit of preparation and research there. And after 2 days, I thought, my God, I am so ready to leave now, because it was just so much. I mean, the biggest culture shock I'd ever had in my life. And so I've certainly been to places that have been incredibly eye-opening and inspiring, but not specifically life-changing, no.
Have you ever had to step away from Hollywood? Does it take a little time to recharge?
I'm in the middle of a year off. Perfectly timed question. But it's not so much stepping away from Hollywood. I mean, I think, we don't live in LA, so I don't feel that I'm right in the thick of this industry at all. I mean, I'm very much in the thick of my family and family life, and so actually I do feel as though I'm always one step outside of it anyway. But I am in the middle of a year off right now, just because.
What about this cottage that I rented? God, I mean,
it's great, isn't it? It's fantastic.
Is this just like the Nancy Myers plush fantasy of?
I'm telling you, that cottage was so fantastic, and I promise you, it exists. I mean, places like that absolutely exist. I've stayed in them. Friends of mine own places like that, and I found it such a pleasure to see England look so picturesque. Because it does actually look like that in certain towns. You know, the town we shot in, that's what it looked like. And that's why, you know, tourists are so drawn to parts of the English countryside, is to really go and check out that 14th century church, because it's really there. You know, and it was nice, it was just lovely to see it. Because usually I think England in movies is portrayed as a very grey, cold place where it's usually raining and everyone's depressed. So it was... I just thought it was great, and honestly, yes, I mean, those places absolutely exist.
I don't know if you would agree with this, but I find that romantic comedies, more than any other film genre, when they fail artistically, are more painful to watch than any other type of fail. You know?
It's a good job this one didn't fail, then, isn't it?
Yeah. So my question is,
excuse me. No, I mean, you know, everything is very much a leap of faith, and everything is a risk, regardless of the genre. But I knew when I had met with Nancy and she told me she was writing this script, I was very, very excited. Couldn't wait for her to finish. Couldn't wait to read it, because Nancy Myers does romantic comedies brilliantly, I think. She really does. They're incredibly watertight. The scripts are very solid. But more importantly, you absolutely believe in the characters. And you really believe that that happens. You feel like you know all of those people. And the dialogue is incredibly intelligent. There's no kind of gag for gag's sake. You know, it always comes from somewhere, comes from an emotional, grounded place. And that's everything, you know, and that's why they aren't fluffy and they aren't sort of, you know, goofy and silly. They're real. And so, to be honest with you, I always felt as though I was in really, really capable hands.
Has anyone ever written you a song?
Sorry?
Anyone